Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big Show on the Fan, the 4 o'clock hour here on the Fan. Appreciate you hanging out. Third inning here on the Fan. Sorry about that. Wow, it's the third inning with an 0-2 count. HP with a man on third. Man on first. Men at the corners against Joey Lucchese. Opportunity to hit another dagger here against Lucchese. Lucchese threw 7 shutout innings against the Brewers out in San Diego. They get 1 on a Ryan Braun RBI double, and they lead the San Diego Padres 1-0 right here in the third inning. We'll have the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show meeting the Bill Michaels huddle tonight out at Who's on Third on 3rd Street. You should be at Who's on Third. That's who should be on third tonight with Bill Michaels, Scott Grodzki, Dennis Krause, and Tim Allen. That is a full show.
No doubt about that. And then coming after after that one is done at 8 o'clock, we have our college football show on the air tonight with Don Wachilis. And on that show tonight, more Badgers and Michigan talk. Woo! Tonight. Brett McMurphy, formerly of ESPN, now with the Stadium Network. He joins the guys, as does Orion Sang of the Detroit Free Press to give the Michigan side of things. And UW lacrosse head coach Mike Schmidt will join the guys as well between 8 and 10 tonight here on the Fan.
I liked Mike Schmidt. I don't have anything against him. They'll probably also preview the Musket game today or tonight, about on Saturday down at Kenosha, right? Carthage against Carroll.
I'm sure they probably won't. It's not in what he gave me.
Oh, okay, so it didn't make the rundown?
Well, there's 3 things he chose to tease.
Okay, cool.
They
probably should have teased the biggest game of the weekend.
Maybe you can hang around at 8 o'clock and force your way on.
If I was a good teammate, I would, but I do have plans to leave.
Going somewhere?
I mean, I don't know, just not hanging here. Maybe I didn't get invited to the huddle, so I figured, you know, I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll just go.
They already have one bill on the huddle. They don't need to.
Okay, that works out. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7. Before we get into some Aaron Jones conversation,
you did
guys.
It again, Mandela.
We have some DNPs from Packers practice today. Matt Schneidman tweeting this out. Did not participate. Were Jimmy Graham with a groin, Montrevious Adams with a shoulder, and obviously Oren Burks. Limited participants, Kyler Fackrell with a shoulder. Jake Kumerow also with a shoulder. Blake Martinez. Darius Shepherd was on the field today in a limited capacity. Lane Taylor with a biceps injury. And Jamal Williams. As we talk about Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams out today, limited fashion, with an ankle injury.
When did they get hurt? These shoulders.
You just continue to wonder. The shoulder injury is one that's just different to me. What does that mean?
It's the Packers. What does that mean?
It's the Packers.
Always hurt, man. We're used to this.
Just let him get it out.
Man, we're used to this. Every year we go through this with half the team being hurt.
No one's getting used to it.
And that's why depth on
Burks.
Well, Jimmy Graham's going to miss this week. But, I mean, you...
Well, they didn't throw it to him anyway. I'd miss another week.
Apparently he had a groin injury. That's what was slowing him down, man.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it was.
The field, he pulled a groin.
Stop, man. Be nice.
It just don't make sense. You're that big, and then we ain't throw you.
Well, you're going to get to see Robert Tonyan now. You're going to see a little bit more Robert Tonyan and Mercedes Lewis this week.
Mercedes Lewis is definitely going to get a little bit more action, especially if they want to run the ball a little bit more.
They're going to use him to chip, though, not to block.
Well, please have somebody a little bit more competent blocking either Bradley Chubb or Von Miller in pass protection.
The age is amazing.
Than Jimmy Graham against Daniil Hunter. I know it was somewhat of a mistake in the pickup, but that was just unfair. That was bad. It did not look fun. Ryan Wood, our Green and Gold insider earlier today on PackersNews.com, penned an article, Sparky, that was a little bit of a jump off from something yesterday that Rob Reichel said on the Wendy's Big Show about possibly evening up the carries and the Packers coaching staff wanting to have a little bit more of a split between Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams carrying the football, and Jamal Williams going to need to if they're going to pace Aaron Jones, who was in his career high touching the football this past week against the Minnesota Vikings. For you, and I know you've been on the Aaron Jones hype train for some time now, but yes, are you in favor at all of the Packers trying to, maybe not in full even split, but evening out the carries between Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams?
Rob Reichel of Forbes and Conley Media yesterday brought this up, and when he got off the air, I immediately said, let's hope that doesn't happen. Let's not even attempt to do such a thing. Just give Aaron Jones the ball, and Jamal Williams can get a couple snaps when Aaron Jones needs a breather. Leroy Butler, sitting right where he is now, was sitting there yesterday. He concurred with me. That's how this thing should work. And now today, here we go. And apparently this wasn't a Rob Reichel idea. This is what they want to do as an organization with the coaching staff. I 100% totally against this idea. 100%.
No, Steve. No, this is how it goes.
Because they don't want to get him hurt. That's why they're going to do
it. You want to pace him so he's ready in November and December.
I did some checking on this, so I got a real answer for you. But, Steve, this is how it goes. We're in the meeting. Man, we got a feature back. Some guy in the back. No! Why don't we average, make sure they get the same carries? Turn the light on. Who is that back there? Who came up with this stuff? Okay, let's run with that. No. He's a feature back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones.
They want to get less carries, more opportunities in the passing game. So his touches will be the same. But they want to limit his, like she said, they don't want to get him hurt. But he's like, let me get hurt. I'm a feature back. I want to do like the kid in Dallas, Gurley, who got 13 carries the first week. Brown, another kid, had about 11. So that's 24 yeah, carries. Well, Gurley should get 20, and the kids should get 4 if they're doing 24. Feature, there's only a few feature backs in the league. I mean, Kamara's a feature back, of course. When I say featured, I mean 3 downs. Now, something people may not have seen. Aaron Jones, because this narrative he can't protect. Well, guess what? He knocked Harrison Smith, one of the best safeties. They almost put him out the game. He's running in there. Aaron Jones hit him right in the ear. Bam! Drove him into the dirt. You can't see it on TV sometimes. People miss it. So they say, okay, great. We want to throw him the ball because he had 3 other opportunities. Aaron missed. He was open. Aaron just missed him. So they want to throw it to him more. So he'll probably get 15 carries and like 7 catches. I'm okay with that. But as far as this, he gets 15 and Jamal gets 15, stop it. Come on now. You don't need to be the smartest guy in the room. Just like the offensive coordinator for Minnesota. Mm-hmm. You're running the ball and getting 9 yards a pop.
Now let's start throwing.
Hey, I know what I'll do. Why don't you throw the football? I'm surprised you didn't cut that guy, because you know he'll do it.
Mike Zimmer will fire anybody that doesn't do what he wants to do.
Why would you
Absolutely.
Do that?
But we do understand that there is the reality that you need to limit a little bit Aaron Jones's touches.
Well, don't
right?
make me a feature.
You need him to be able to be featured in December and November. Like
hey, man,
once the game changes
that,
into a running football game.
That's
right.
That's almost like telling Jordan you're not going to shoot to the fourth quarter. Steve, would you ever do that?
No, Leroy. No, I wouldn't.
Hey,
no.
Giannis, don't dunk the basketball until the fourth quarter because you make it hurt.
Let's just look at it this way. He's not Michael Jordan, okay, before.
They know that.
No, but he's the third best player on the offensive side of the football as far as skilled guys go. It's Aaron, Devontae, and then him. Not Geronimo Allison, not Kumaro, not Jamal Williams,
that,
not Jimmy Graham. Aaron Jones is third, and you're taking your second best option outside of your quarterback off the field.
He can go get a breather.
Right. Like, because when this offense in Atlanta was rolling with Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman, they were both legitimate options. Like, I'm looking at this in fantasy-wise because that's just the raw numbers that you can grasp at for that. But, Like, when this offense was rolling there, you had two backs. When it rolls in Tennessee, you're able to spare Derrick Henry early in the year so then he can go and roll through in November and December. Aaron Jones doesn't have that kind of skill set, but what he does have is a skill set similar to, I think, Alvin Kamara, an Alvin Kamara light version maybe. But Alvin Kamara, for the first 3 years of his career, had Mark Ingram to be the pounder inside the tackles.
They're not taking Christian McCaffrey out of the game. They're just not. They're just not. That kid's going to catch 10 passes and going to get 20 carries. So you know what he did? He beefed up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Looks great.
Sure.
But he's a feature.
Is he good enough? Is he good enough to be a feature guy?
We're going to find
Aaron
out.
Jones. Yeah.
We can't be trying to take the man out. Let him play. I mean, you got to let him play. Because he can be the same as Christian McCaffrey. There's the gold standard. There's the platinum back.
Yeah, because Christian McCaffrey is probably the best back in the league right now.
Combined, running and catching the pass. And he's the number one option. They don't have a lot of receivers to get the ball to. They want him in space.
Cam, it's been.
You got to do the same thing.
Cam unlikely to play this week.
They don't need him to play. Get him healthy.
He hasn't been playing well anyhow.
Right. Yeah, that's give McCaffrey the ball and see what happens. But listen, the NFC wide open. You got two great quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Cam out. You still got Aaron Rodgers. You got to take advantage of this. So you know what you do? You put your foot on the gas. And you putting your foot on the gas is giving the ball to 33.
It does appear that this division is as wide, or this conference is wide open in the ability that you have to take the next step and go up, especially
Because you think the Rams, well, you're going to have to see Philly next Thursday. Mm-hmm. The Rams, Dallas, okay, Philly, and the Packers, you're thinking, okay, yeah, I'm in that. But the good thing about it, you got the best schedule of all those guys because you got a lot of guys get games at home. Win these games at home. If you're 3-0, it's like a 75% chance. I made that word up. 75% chance you'll make the playoffs. You got to see an ultimate collapse for you not to make it. Because you're 2-0 in the division, and you're going to win. That means you beat an uncommon opponent, like an AFC person.
Yeah,
every AFC game you win, you can hiccup down the road and it won't hurt you.
We might have to talk about this a little bit tomorrow, like if this is a trap game. But for me as a fan, I'm already looking forward to Philadelphia on Thursday Night Football. Like I'm excited to watch Denver. I enjoy watching that defense. But I'm already excited for Carson Wentz to come to town.
Carson Wentz got DeSean Jackson hurt. Ashon Jeffers hurt.
Yep.
They got all these people hurt.
That should be a win.
So get him in here as soon as possible.
Yes. Yeah. On Thursday night, on a short week, and then you get a nice de facto bye week.
I definitely don't think DeSean Jackson's playing in that game.
No, man.
No, that's not happening. Alshon Jeffrey, maybe, but I.
And see, that's what people are going to say. You don't want him, because he's small like Aaron Jones. You don't get him banged up. But he had the soft tissue stuff. You know,
that's a different injury. Yep.
That's
definitely
different. But if him getting broken up by running between the tackles, they got the zone blocking scheme. There's your protection right there because you get a chance to pick your hole. You know, if there's no hole there, you just ride with the big boys and get 2 or 3 yards and line up again. But if you run between those tackles, you can let Jamal do that. Like they threw him that middle
That
middle screen, he took 4 guys into the end zone.
See, because I watched Jamal Williams, and that dude needs to be on the football field somewhere. Now, maybe if it's over
they
Aaron
got him
Jones
both in the back sometimes
in a full capacity, like even split, maybe that's not the best way to put it.
Oh, Aaron Jones is tired. There he comes.
But Jamal Williams does need to be on the football field because he can play.
Yeah, he
can play. That's Wendy's true. Big Show here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Brewers now 2-1 leaders over the San Diego Padres. Eric Hosmer, first baseman from the Padres, going solo job on an Oppo Taco off of Jordan Lyles. It's 2-1 Brewers with Seth Mejias Breen at the dish in the top half of the fourth inning. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show will join Bill Michaels at the Huddle tonight at Who's on Third. Downtown Milwaukee on 3rd Street. Do not miss it. Also tomorrow night, Aaron Jones, who we're talking about right now, is going to talk with Steve's boy, Manny Wilkins, and Bill Michaels on the Lodge. Kohler kickoff 6-7 tomorrow night here on The Fan. Robert's Specialty Meats going to be out at our golf outing on Wednesday.
Sold out.
So sorry, I'm not going to tell you about how you can go sign up, but the people that are going to get just a smorgasbord from Robert's Specialty Meats.
So good. Weekend doesn't get any better for sports fans in Wisconsin. And if you're heading out to watch playoff contending baseball, football in Madison, like Baby Tosh might be, or in Green Bay, or maybe you're selling down at home, make sure the food you're serving up is championship quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Tailgate parties don't get any better than with Robert's ribs on a stick on the grill. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce. In fact, just went and picked up some Robert's ribs on a stick yesterday. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers in barbecue, garlic parmesan, and Door County cherry flavors, all ready in just minutes. You also find gourmet burgers and over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Wisconsin Wurst, featuring beer, bacon, and cheddar. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at Roberts Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. I'm lonely.
On a Throwback Thursday, Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Leroy Butler.
That's one of my favorites.
This is a good tune.
Yeah,
this
I grew
a good
up
tune.
On that one, though.
See, now this is, I feel.
I like the video for it, too.
I feel dumb. In Excess. I mean, I've definitely heard a couple of these songs, but I was just like, before, I'm In Excess. I had my millennial pants on, and I was
They're one of those bands
right
you hear the song, and you just don't know the group's name.
That was Third Eye Blind for me for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know the songs. I've heard them before.
Yeah. The Counting Crows.
Yes, yes.
Hey, I like that song. Who sings that? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's who people are talking about.
That's who they're talking about. Okay, it makes sense.
Wendy's Big Show here on the Fan. Anthony Mandela on the other side of the glass.
Mandela!
It's a Throwback Thursday. Our nominees, quickly before we get a voting update, using the hashtag BigThrowback on Twitter at 105.7FM. The Fan, Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 from Gary Ellerson, Jackal, Creed, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the Steve Miller Band. Anthony Mandela with an update right now on The Fan.
It is a five-way tie.
Good.
Steve Miller Band does not have a vote.
Come on, dude. See, what? How not?
Because it's you who voted, who nominated.
It's just not right.
People don't
Creed
like your
Creed also does not have a vote.
What? See, that's atrocious.
I can't even get my joke out on you, buddy. He just slipped it in. Let me throw it at Leroy right here.
Let me toss this
I came
there
in two hours late, though.
Nah, well, that's the thing. Also, you know, soon-to-be Hall of Famer is going to get in here.
I'm
going
to just send it a good old KS earlier, the days I'm coming in.
Sure.
I'll send it to him, so he'll protect me.
That sounds like cheating.
No, it doesn't.
It sounds like cheating.
I can get it in when you guys get it in at 2:30.
That sounds fair, because then he gets it in on the tweet from good old KS.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, good old KS will protect me. You guys, oh, y'all never watch my back. Y'all can at least text me. What do you want? Nope. You guys are selfishly thinking about yourselves. Don't do that.
Hey, man, I'm
What's
trying
the
to
rest
win
of the
here.
Votes, Mandela?
I'm trying to win here, man. Who else is tied, Mandela?
It's Michael Jackson and M, Styx, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Rush, and Korn.
Styx, okay. Korn, this is not a real band.
it's the same guy who votes for Korn like every other week.
I refuse to believe that is a real band.
I don't know Korn. If we can play their music.
I hope not. That sound just doesn't sound enjoyable.
Millions of fans.
Mark Simon's going to join us about 10 minutes from right now from Sports Info Solutions. Talk some advanced analytics about the pennant race going on with the Milwaukee Brewers at the moment.
One of my favorites.
Jordan Lyles at the dish, striking out, going out for his fifth inning of work. He will, as he's given up one run, a Eric Hosmer opposite field home run in the top half of the fourth inning. Brewers leading 4-1. The Cardinals and Cubs will go at it tonight at 6.
Do you take him out before that home run and get me a fresh arm in?
See, now I felt that way yesterday with the Adrian Hauser situation. So Hauser in
that
third He has a little bit of a back tweak on a line drive up the middle, and it's noticeable enough for the manager and the trainer to come on out, right? Man. That's where I was saying. I'm like, dude, you have the artillery at this point.
You got some arms down there.
If you got somebody that just might be, I don't care if he says he's okay, just
pull him.
You know what? Pull him. I'm going to pull
same
you out.
Exact same
we'll
thing.
Go we'll yeah. go here and take care of it from here. He gives up the solo shot or the two-run shot.
So this don't happen again.
To Seth Mejia Breen. I was pretty hot as well, Steve.
And that was Consul's fault because I totally agree. When he left him in there, listen to me. There's no reason to leave him in there. First of all, you have to have him in the playoffs. Let's start there. He's one of your better pitchers right now in the rotation. Mm-hmm. He's got to be there in the playoffs. He does something that screws himself up. Not only could you cost yourself a playoff spot, but if you make it to the playoffs, you're going to cost yourself in the playoffs too. You can't be having starting pitchers who feel something try to stretch it out and hope something worse doesn't happen. And never mind the two-run homer that he gave up. I was just more mad that he left him in there.
But see, and I like for you to come out at a positive part of the game, not a negative.
Sure.
If Hook has to come out there, because that you know how these guys mentally, they just it's a lot going on. You done got your 3 1/3 in. Come on out. Let another fresh arm going down. Let's keep this thing going. We got to win every game. Every game has to be managed to win.
That's the toughest part. You almost have to win every game at this point on the way out.
Yes,
and that's
of last night.
You see a guy like Lorenzo Cain gutting out through what he's doing and just ripping a solo homer. Holy cow.
You know what? That's number 10, I think.
And his second within the week, yeah.
He is just looking healthy.
Now the Brewers are up 3-1 after that solo shot.
That thing was absolutely tattooed off the bat of Lorenzo Cain. So the Brewers up 3-1 in the fourth.
Too now.
Well, Lucchesi has definitely not been on the game that we saw him on back in San Diego in June when he shut the Brewers down for 7 shutout innings. So the Brewers also playing with a little bit
different attitude here.
He's leading off today.
Oh, he's leading off today.
Leading off today.
That makes it different. Because I wasn't here when you did the lineup.
No Grishy in the lineup for you today. You want me to run through it real quick for you?
Yeah, please. Because we need to sit him down a little bit, get him rested. Grisha, we've been
leading off in center field today. Lorenzo Cain, who just hit the solo shot. Keston Hira hitting second, playing second base.
I like him,
Mike Moustakas, the third baseman, hitting third. Your boy, Mr. Clutch, with an RBI already. Ryan Braun, 2-for-2 day, cleaning up in left. Tyler Austin hitting fifth, the first baseman. Hernan Perez out in right. Stop laughing. That's mean. Hitting sixth. Manny Pena catching again today, back from his concussion. Hitting
seven. So Yasmani coming off the bench later.
Giving a nice day off. Yasmani Grandal needed one. And then Orlando Arcia will be the shortstop and hit.
Okay.
Why are you laughing at Tyler Austin? That's mean.
What's wrong with Austin?
Just the whole second half of this lineup. Listen, we said it earlier in the show about, you know, are you having as much fun as you did last year? And that was a tough question.
6-9.
I'm sorry. You read from Tyler Austin down and say, yeah, they're tied for a wild card spot, only 2 back of the division lead right now. And this is what they got batting 5-9.
Nobel Peace
Prize. People would just laugh at you and go, there's no chance that team is sitting right there right now. But that is exactly what's happening. It's just, again, I said, go get that magic carpet. What was it, last week? Somebody's got to go find one.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they found one.
They might have, and it just might be a 22 jersey. Like, in that sense, for what the team has done since the Christian Yelich injury, Leroy, I mean,
they've lost twice.
That's amazing.
Being in a clubhouse like that, and, I mean, obviously you guys never lost Brett for that kind of extended period of time, but you guys lost big-name players in that sense. And like, for a team to be able to respond the way that they have responded.
Yep, we lost Robert Brooks.
It's incredible.
Who was by far, you couldn't jam the guy, especially in the slot. We lost George Koontz. 2 offense and defense, and people thought that we were going to take a step back, and we rallied for those guys. Not seeing those guys in a Super Bowl was rough, but it enabled us to just stay positive, and that's what I was talking about, the Ron Coxes and the the BBs. You know, Don Beebe, who's a head coach at, I forgot the name of the college right up the road. He's a head coach now.
Aurora College, I believe it is.
Yes. Yeah. And you need guys like that. So Steve can laugh all he wanted, Austin and all these guys. These guys going to hit a home run one day.
Don Beebe.
Send us to the playoffs. You're going to be like, okay, well, I'm buying an Austin jersey.
Now listen to me here. That's insulting to Don Beebe to compare Tyler Austin to Don Beebe.
Name recognition.
You should have called and apologized to him now. His ears are probably ringing.
Because he had 6 Super Bowls. But no, I'm saying my name recognition, though.
Because a lot of, more had he not played on the Bills.
A lot of the now you should apologize.
That's not very nice. Apologize to Marv Levy.
Dude, Don Beebe, remember Don Beebe, man? He ran down Leon Lett in that snow game and knocked the ball out when Leon Lett thought he had an easy touchdown in that one game.
I remember Don Beebe was running a kickback. I don't know if it was Deion's first or second year, whatever, but Deion missed him. And Don Beebe's fast.
Very.
Deion missed him, like tried to grab him, he missed him, and he Deion ran him straight down and tackled him. I've never seen a guy run that fast for my life.
Don Beebe, one of the nicest people you'll meet in your life.
Oh, by far. His kid is a nice kid. Got a 60-yard run, catch and run against the Packers last week.
That had to be cool for Don Beebe, seeing his son play at Lambeau Field, place that he's obviously
his
made
blood
such a name.
First. See, you give him a pass. I don't know about it.
We'll give him a pass.
I'm going to give him a pass, too, because they offered me $30 million. What? Come on,
to do the same thing I have been doing, I would do the exact same thing.
You need to stop.
$30 million? I would not be working here, Steve.
Listen, Baby Tosh.
I'd be living in Hollywood.
Listen, Baby Tosh. Okay, fine. We know, where his allegiance is with Favre, right? So I get that. You need to stop. You were all over Brett when that went down. You and Gary both.
Until I found out the money.
I called him Captain Awesome. You all wanted to kill me.
I don't like nothing in purple. But when he texted me and said, did what they gave me, cuz, I said, hey, enjoy yourself.
Have fun. Good luck. Congratulations.
I hope
Packers offered him a sweet deal to not do it.
It was worth it to hear this is not Detroit. Okay?
Yeah, and if
it was
you
worth it.
But then again, okay, and I'll come back to my boy's defense here quickly, and I don't really know if I have to, but Mark Simon joins us in a few minutes. So if I'm Brett Favre, in that sense, I got the opportunity
that's a lot of money.
To go and do the exact same thing that I have been doing and then get paid that kind of money for it?
That's a lot of money, man.
I mean, kudos. Congratulations, brother. Good work, Brett. I mean, that's only the gunslinger.
You can give him a hiccup for 2 years.
He could get himself a brand new pair of Crocs for that.
Careful.
Hopefully he did.
But you can go to the NFC Championship game and lose? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's worth it.
Cole Hamels scratched today for his start against the St. Louis Cardinals by the Chicago Cubs. They do get reinforcements, though. They activate Craig Kimbrell from the IL today the game here.
How long was he? 10 or 15?
About 20? 10 days. About 10, 15 days. Nothing too bad here.
The season can't end like that!
You can't. He's got to come back. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's Leroy Butler, soon Pro Football Hall of Famer. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch hanging out with you. Mark Simon joins us next on The Fan. The Fan of Throwback Thursday, having a ball with you. Take us home. We'll talk Packers football. We'll talk Brewers baseball. Maybe a little college football. We've gotten a lot of Badgers conversation ahead of a huge game. Number 11 against number 13, Wisconsin, 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday.
Yeah. You right over there, Stevie?
Yeah, I just got the picture of our 2016 Santa Fe that's currently scratched.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's their scratch there by the door handle.
It's right by the handle.
Yeah, there
no one sees it.
There you go. See, there it is.
Can't even see it.
12-year-old decided.
Yeah, you gotta be Superman to see that one.
The 12-year-old that we have is a complete klutz. Apparently knocked his brother's bike over into the car.
You'll be fine with that. A little touch-up paint, it'll be all good.
Who's gonna buff it out?
You can go ahead and buff it out.
Man, I don't even wash my own car. You think I'm buffing it out? You're out of your mind.
You don't wash your own car?
No.
That's like the most fun thing to do.
Sweet. Come on over on Saturday. You can wash our car. And then you can buff out the scratch.
Oh, that's nothing. It'll be all good.
Go to a car wash.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Get some little
Yeah, just rub it out a little bit.
Don't act like you've ever buffed anything out. Yeah, you need to stop.
No,
kidding me?
No, really.
It's he owned his own car dealership, remember now, folks. So he knows something about cars.
But now, I get the little neutralizer stuff. It's about this, about 3 inches.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. Yeah, just a little. Put a little something on the rag.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Buff it out. The little scratches come right out, make it look brand new.
Yeah, you'll look fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. Okay. Fine.
I've messed up cars far worse than that and made them look very much.
I got a feeling he's probably on his way to doing the same, so we'll see.
Yeah, he's young. You're all right. Kids, Mark Simon joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show from Sports Info Solutions, talking baseball and advanced analytics. Mark, appreciate
he's
it, man.
His parents' car
There's a Yasmani Grandal report that I don't know if you can put in sabermetrically what he's meant in this sense of just how much he has played for the Milwaukee Brewers. He finally gets a day off today as Manny Pena comes back from his concussion.
Yeah, and played well. And hey, hate to say I told you so, but hey, 3 out of 4 from the Cubs.
Yep.
I told you that they'd get back in it. Here they are.
You can
kind of, you know, you take yesterday and you just kind of chuck it aside. They're not going to win every game, even though it seemed like they would. I think you're on a pretty good run right here. Now you need about 10 more.
Yeah, absolutely right. Just win each series. Just win each series and put yourself in a position to do something. The Cubs and Cardinals will beat the hell out of each other. I don't think either one is going to, you know, go 7-0 against the other, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. You and I kind of were going back and forth messaging. I really wanted to address this whole pinch hitting thing with the Milwaukee Brewers, because I was reading some stuff coming into today about how many pinch hit appearances they've really had for this team. I think they, lead the way or are close to the top as far as how many times they've pinch hit this year. But then the success rate that goes along with that and where they rank there.
Yep, they are second in the majors in pinch hit plate appearances. The Giants actually have more, but the Giants have been much better pinch hitters than the Brewers have. The Brewers, 172 batting average when pinch hitting. That's 50-ish points below what it should be. And 311 slugging, which is about 90 points below what it should be. And I guess you probably had that on your mind when Braun came up in the ninth inning last night and didn't get the hit this time as opposed to the Cardinal game.
Yep.
But they don't have they're lacking in pinch hitters. But any big leaguer that you ask will tell you that there's a reason that the batting averages are so low. Pinch hitting is hard. Yep. You're almost always doing it late in the game against a really good pitcher. There are a lot of really good closers out there who throw 98 to 100, and those numbers are always going to be pretty lousy. By the way, Yaz, 2 of 6, perfectly respectable. Eric Thames, not as good. In fact, all the guys that pinch hit a lot for them this year, they're below the Mendoza line, every single one of them.
And that's not good, obviously. Now, how does this compare? How do they compare? I'm assuming the other two are better, to the Cubs and Cardinals, and then what do we know about how important those pinch hitting numbers are come the postseason?
So in the postseason, it's a small sample, and you only get one shot in a lot of cases. I can tell you that the Cubs are hitting 208, which is still below average. The Cardinals are 227. The Cardinals are average. Of the three, the Cardinals are the best, but none of them are particularly impressive. How does it relate to postseason? I think that's kind of one of those things that you just chalk up to luck. It would not shock me if they had a 4-for-6 run in them in an LDS or something of that sort. It's not, when you sent that to me as a message, I was like, I don't know if this is something that they necessarily need to worry about. Worry about Yaz, worry about Braun, and worry about Keston Hira and guys like that. The pinch hitting is just kind of, it is what it is.
Yeah, Mark, how good has this bullpen and pitching staff been over the last, 10, 15 games to keep these guys, only losing two and, that's amazing run, how good this bullpen and the starting pitching. Although, Woodruff only going 2 innings, which I was okay with, these guys have been very good.
Yeah, especially Pomerantz. Think if you make the playoffs, I think the Pomerantz deal goes down as a steal. And you don't care what Dubon did because you got him to go to the playoffs. the most impressive thing about Pomerantz is that he's basically turned into Hader with the strikeouts. He's striking out 15 per 9 since coming to the Brewers, 36 strikeouts in 21 innings. He's a guy that can pitch more than an inning, I think, if you need it. He has found himself in the bullpen. It's funny, when you got him in that, like, 2-3-4-day period before the trade, he pitched great for the Giants, and it was like the switch flipped for him, and it continued going over to Milwaukee. He's basically reinvented his career because he was a terrible starting pitcher for the last 2 seasons. He's the guy, if you make it, he's one of the two or three MVPs of the team in Yelich's absence.
With Yelich out, obviously, Braun getting his big hit like he did, and you've had other guys stepping up at this point, is there a player on this team that's capable of carrying this team?
Well, it seems like Moustakas is going to, if they're going to have a good last 10 days of the season, week and a half, it seems like he's the guy to do it. I think the nice thing with him is he has the experience of having played in a lot of big games, even if he didn't necessarily hit at all in the LCS last year against the Dodgers. With him, and this is true with the Royals, he didn't necessarily get a lot of hits, but the ones that he got, he made them count. And he came up in big spots. And they needed someone to kind of fill the Yelich void. I'm looking at the leaders in, like, the clutch-ish kind of stats. And Yelich is way, way, way above anyone else in baseball. And for 2-3 weeks, anyone in theory could do it. And it's good to see that for their sake that he's one of those guys.
Mark, right now, your gut feeling with 10 to play, and what do the numbers say? Who wins the NL Central?
Well, you got that laugh. My gut feeling is the Cardinals win the NL Central. So here's where I'm really torn. I said that the Cubs would finish second and be a wild card, and the Brewers would come up a little short, just like the Mets. I don't like this is one of those things where you talk, and I think a player can relate to this, like, feel for the game and feel for the moment and what's going on, just the general vibe. The vibe around the Cubs, anything you read, is that they're ready to collapse. And this is ready to fall apart for them. That yesterday wasn't a great loss. They've had other games of that sort this season that they could crumble. They lost Rizzo to injury. There are a lot of things that don't seem to feel good in Cubville right now. And I think, especially given the number of games that they play the Cardinals, I kind of want to amend my pick. I always like to stay with my picks all the way through. So I'll say that the Cubs hang on and pull it out by maybe a one-game final. I think the Brewers will be right there. I think the final weekend of the season, they'll still be in it. They might be a game out, and they might come up a little short, but I think they will be right there a week from now.
Well, I can tell you, a collapse in Chicago, it couldn't happen to a better team, Mark. Appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week.
See ya.
Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, guys? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Did we remind people to vote for Chase Anderson for the Roberto Clemente?
We haven't. Now you did, though, Leroy Butler.
Yeah, please go out and vote. We want him to win that, people. I mean, MLB.com/Clemente21. I mean,
that's
Chase
a cool
Anderson's
award.
Amazing.
Yes. That's a really, really cool award. Chase Anderson is one of the best in the league. And also, I think we can also say that we should have people go and vote for you for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the fan vote. That one makes more sense. www.profootballhof.com. I tried to send a letter, but they didn't listen to my letter.
I emailed their PR.
Did you misspell letter?
Man,
come on.
I emailed the PR department. I tweeted at the Pro Football Hall of Fame multiple times. I tweeted at the Packers. I talked to Ron Wolf. I don't know what else I can do.
No, instead it still says, Butler is credited with inventing the Lambeau leap.
Maybe they assume
when
you know the
he
rest.
Follow-
Stupid.
Not.
Following a touchdown, jumped into the stands at Lambeau. Today the celebration is one of the most noted celebrations in sports.
And meanwhile, I'll go find Tony Baselli and read what his is. And his tells you everything about him. Oh, 90s all-decade team. Leroy's on that. Every other dang thing that Tony Baselli ever did. And he got nothing on there for Leroy. Stupid.
Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane is next. It is official. We'll tell you what next when he's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.